Hi, I'm Christy Grainer. I am the founder and director of Dare to Believe Ministries, and I would like to talk to you a little bit about the inner healing and deliverance ministry that is part of Dare to Believe Ministries. It's an important part of what we do with people. And inner healing and deliverance is something that focuses on power and authority. And I want to read to you a verse that where Jesus talks about this kind of thing in Luke 4:33. Actually, it's an account of Jesus doing some deliverance and inner healing. And every time Jesus did deliverance, he did inner healing. He never did one without the other. So if there is any demonic influence, as you get healing, that demonic influence is also cast out. But our philosophy at Dare to Believe is that it is gentle, it is kind, and it is done with power and authority. And there's a difference between just doing deliverance with power, which we see a lot, yelling at demons, commanding things, and we can do that. There are people who are very anointed and very powerful. We also know that Jesus gives us power and authority, and we have the authority he gives us. And that is our focus, to bring those two together when we do inner healing and deliverance. So in Luke 4:33, in the synagogue there was a man possessed by a demon, an impure spirit. He cried out at the top of his voice, "Go away. What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." So demons know when we carry the Spirit of God. They recognize that. They recognize Jesus right away. And what did Jesus do? He just said, "Be quiet." So I love that he told the spirit to be quiet. We don't talk to demons. We don't even give demons a chance to verbalize in a ministry session, because we don't care what they have to say. What we are interested in is what the Spirit of God has to say in the ministry session. So, verse 35, Jesus says, "Be quiet," he said sternly, "and come out of him." And the demon threw the man down before them all and came out without injuring him. And all the people were amazed and said to each other, "What words these are! With authority and power, he gives orders to impure spirits and they come out." And the news about him spread throughout the surrounding area. We believe this is important because power encounter deliverances can be very traumatizing and scary for people and confusing. And especially with children, we do a lot of kids sozo, and we do this a little differently. You can find on our website a course about inner healing and deliverance with children. And we also have a book that I have written called Weeds in the Garden that explains the process to kids. But I had two young ladies, a little older, elementary school, in my office the other day, and I just was sitting and talking with them and their mother, and I said, "Do you have any questions?" And the first question one of the girls had is, "Do I have to throw up when I'm doing this?" And I said, no, you don't have to throw up. She said, "Oh, well," they had gone to another place for deliverance, and she was told if she didn't throw up that it wasn't deliverance. And so that's the kind of confusing message. We just don't want people to get that kind of message. And I'm not saying that people like that aren't doing deliverance. They are. But it is a difference between power only and power and authority together. And my mentor, John Paul Jackson, described this really well at a time when he was at a prayer meeting and the intercessors were seeing in the spirit realm. And that's a big deal. And many times intercessors and prayer people will see all the things that demons are doing. And we never want to stop there. We are aware of demonic, but we don't want to stop there. And so we say, "Okay, Lord, I see what the enemy's doing. What are you wanting to release here? What are you wanting to say here? What are you wanting to do in this person's life?" And so that's the way we approach the ministry. And so in this prayer session, John Paul was with a bunch of intercessors and a bunch of different powerful people, good people. They weren't bad people. One of the intercessors said, "Okay, I see a laughing Buddha in our prayer meeting. There's a laughing Buddha here." And so he took a prophetic sword. So, you know, prophetically took a sword and lopped off the head of the demon, and everybody was cheering and it was pretty exciting. And John Paul said, "Well, that's one way to deal with it." He said, "Another way would be just to ask the Lord, what are you desiring to do in this person's life that the enemy is trying to block? And then partner with the Lord to release that from heaven." And that's simplifying more of a prayer process that we go through. But that is our philosophy with SOZO, with inner healing and deliverance at Dare to Believe Ministries. And if that sounds interesting to you, I want to invite you to schedule a ministry session for yourself. This is something I believe that men and women of God should be doing on a regular basis. This is a discipleship skill because there's always more with the Lord, that we are going from glory to glory to glory, and there's always more. So every time we do more, we let the Lord uncover what the enemy, who's really good at stealing and killing and destroying, has done in our life that we're not aware of, and getting free of that and getting his influence out of our lives. So I just bless you with the ability to walk in total freedom, to be everything God created you to be, and I encourage you to check out the Sozo Ministry.